Hi guys, welcome to video number 12 in the series of videos I'm doing on the Canon EOS 500D T1i KISS X3. I'm going to start going through the other side of the mode dial now, starting with program mode. These are some of the more advanced shooting modes on the mode dial. So you may well see some differences in what control we have over what settings, exposure settings and so forth of the camera, and customization options as well in the menu, so we'll cover those. So like I say, first up is the program mode, which is signified by the P on the mode dial, which is just in between the creative auto and the shutter priority or TV mode. So we'll have a look at program mode now. Okay, here we are with the camera powered up, and it's set currently in program mode, as I said before, designated by the P on the mode dial. What you will find in program mode, I mean, as it suggests, it allows you to program more settings into the camera. It's similar in terms of what you can program to shooting modes like aperture priority, because what it will allow us to do is, using the roller dial on the front of the camera, just behind the shutter button, we can change the aperture, which you can see the f-stop changing there. This will vary in terms of the range you've got depending on which lens that you've got fitted. The camera makes the calculation on what shutter speed to use. We can't change that, but one thing that we can do is by pressing and holding this AV plus and minus button here. Sorry, I don't know if you can actually see that. We can change the exposure compensation, so we can dial it down in third of a stop increments, down to minus two stops, or through up to plus two stops, should you wish to. Also in program mode, we've now got more control over the rest of the settings of the camera, including ISO, which is the sensitivity, used to be referred to as the film speed in film days. So if we press the ISO button, which is just behind the roller shutter at the top, we can now actually change the ISO value that we want to use. So if we're shooting something that may be in quite a dark place, and we find that the shutter speed that we're getting isn't quite fast enough even with the lens wide open, then we can up the ISO to compensate. And it goes all the way up to ISO 3200. There are two additional high modes which you need to unlock in the custom menus, which we will cover in later videos. Okay, now we can also change by pressing set on the picture quality, again the picture quality shooting mode. Well, we've seen that in previous videos. I'll leave this one on raw. Also, we can change the auto focus mode by pressing this button here, the AF button. So one shot, AI auto focus, AI servo mode, which you would do for shooting birds because it constantly tracks the subject. White balance as well, we can now change, which we haven't been able to do in the previous auto mode. So we've got auto white balance, daylight, and it gives you the approximate temperature, colour value as well, shaded area, cloud, tungsten light, which is what this these videos are lit by. So tungsten light, usually it's indoor, or incandescent light, so desk lamps and so forth. Fluorescent tubing, stuff, lighting that you'd find in offices. Flash, for when you use flash, or we can set a custom white balance as well. I'll cover white balance in a separate video, I think, actually, to do it justice. Okay, now we can also change the drive mode, so we can either shoot single shot, multiple bursts, or continuous shooting. Self timer, which is 10 second countdown, self timer 2 seconds, self timer 10 seconds with two consecutive shots after that countdown. You can change that value as well. Okay, now if we press this bottom button, sorry, I keep covering it up, if you press this button down here at the bottom, this is the picture styles. So now we've got far more options than what we had in the previous automatic modes. So we've got standard, portrait, and what you'll see that's changing here is the brightness and the contrast values that are applied. Landscape, neutral, faithful, monochrome, and user defined. You can set three customized ones there should you wish to. Now, if we go into the full menu, and what you will see here, we've got the usual functions setting the date and time, LCD brightness, auto power off states, the settings that we've seen in previous menus. Again, you can change the metering mode, custom white balance and so forth as well. The metering mode now that we can change will allow you to do evaluative, where it takes a look at the whole scene. Partial, where it looks at part of the scene that you're shooting. Spot metering, where it uses about 4% of the metering system, so it's that small dot that you see through the viewfinder. So if you want to be very particular where you meter from. And center weighted, which takes a center average reading of the scene. And but if we go over to the far right now, you'll notice that we can get into the custom function menus, which again, I think what I'll do is I'll cover those separate, because there's quite a lot of sub menus within there. It tells you which firmware version that you've got, and there's also custom or user menus, if you like. So these are quick access customizable menu options that you can set, so based on what you most commonly use on the camera, you can have listed here, and we'll cover those again. Now, also what it will let you do is, if you hold this button here, which has got the star just above it on top of the camera, you can lock the exposure. So once you've got your exposure that you want, you can actually hold that down or press that and it will lock the exposure. Then you can recompose focus and shoot without it re-metering and changing the exposure. If you hold the one just to the right here, which has got the magnifying glass plus beside it, it allows us to select the auto focus point. Automatic will do, as you may well imagine, automatic. If we use this roller dial here, we can change which auto focus point that we want active and for it to use to focus within a scene. So quite handy, say if you're shooting a close-up head and shoulder shot in the portrait and you want to focus on an eye, depending on where it is in the frame, and you can select the correct one, or you can choose the center auto focus point there. Oops, so set that back onto automatic. So as you can see, it gives you a little bit more control than the previous options. And that's just a quick video on the program mode on the Canon EOS 500D T1i and KISS X3. If you've got any questions, then by all means ask, and I'll see if I can answer them for you. Cheers, bye.